The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's Jim Harbaugh. Michigan visits Indiana on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
We can go straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Adam Biggers, FanRagSports.com.
Hey, Jim, good afternoon. Just wondering about Josh Metellus. It seems like, I mean, with him just being a sophomore, still a young guy, but it seems like he's matured a little bit. Talked with him about, you know, Saturday's game and the way that he took it. He said that he was pretty emotional. And I was wondering just what you've noticed about him as far as maturity, trying to be an emotional leader, that sort of thing.
Yeah, really good things, Adam. He was young when we recruited him, even as a high school senior. He was 16 years old and felt like he was mature for his age at that point, and has been a contributor since he's gotten on campus, and favorite of the coaches and players, very good teammate and competitor.
What have you noticed from him just from camp until now? I mean, has he changed just in the past, 5, 6, 7 weeks?
I haven't. Physically or emotionally? He's always been a real diligent guy. So I haven't seen any change with that. He's a very hard worker and takes care of his business. So I haven't seen any change with that.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks.
Yep.
Your next question is from Nick Baumgartner, Detroit Free Press.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Good, Nick.
Hey, you guys got Drake Harris back on offense this week or going forward here? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, he coming off of a hamstring type of setback. But, we moved back to offense at receiver, yes.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Casey Campbell, G1 NBC Sports.
Hey, Jim. How's it going?
Good.
I was just asking about Caron Higdon. How's he been and how's he developed into a star on your team?
By doing things right, being a do-stuff-right guy. He had a good ball game this past week, graded out very high, highest of the running backs, and becoming an all-around player in terms of protection, running the assortment of runs, and has been a tough runner. So that's where he's made a lot of strides, just really in the becoming a all-around back.
If I could follow up, Jim, looking at Indiana's new quarterback, Patrick Ramsey, what kind of challenges does your defense have against he's kind of a more mobile quarterback, if you would say?
Yeah, definitely. We think both their quarterbacks are very good players, mobile, make plays, comfortable throwing the ball from the pocket or moving and making athletic plays.
All right, Jim, thank you very much, and good luck against Indiana.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Aaron McMahon, MLive.com.
Jim, after the Purdue game, you said you were going to send the film of the hit on Wilton Spate into the Big Ten. I was wondering if you did and if you've heard back on that.
Yes, we've heard back.
Can you say what the result was or what they said?
They said that they saw both sides of the play. Had it been called a penalty, that they would have supported it, and they could see both sides.
Were you happy with the response?
I don't know the exact rules, Aaron. If we're supposed to, I know we turn them in and they send us the results back, but I don't know what we're supposed to if we're supposed to elaborate after that. So yeah, until I know that, maybe I'll just not comment on it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, you know what I said. I mean, what I originally said. I still think it. You know, I have my opinion on it. And we can move forward.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.